Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, CODA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, CODA Mainstream, or CODA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at CODA.com.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, the Halloween Panic of 1938, when radio terrified America.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, we would sure love to hear about it. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to be a premium subscriber, do that. You can sign up and get no commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archives. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. So Kathy Gordon's with me today. Happy Halloween to you.
I know. I love Halloween. You know I love Halloween.
I know. And Halloween will be tomorrow. And I saved these episodes, so we're kind of recording them in real time. Almost.
Yeah.
It's like, this is going to air in just a couple of days. So you and I just got back from our trip to Spain. This is our first time recording in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, super fun. We had a wonderful trip.
We did. And we didn't really bump into too much paranormal. You had a weird dream that I'm still not convinced wasn't something.
It was a very strange dream. So what happened was we were in Toledo, Spain.
Yes.
We stayed in a new Airbnb that was built in the 1860s, I think, the building. But for that city,
for
that
Toledo,
was new.
That's pretty modern.
But the city goes back 2,500 years.
Yeah.
So who knows what happened on that ground before this was built? Because, you know, there was a lot of Spanish Inquisition there. Mm-hmm. You know, when you think about it, just a lot of death, you know, and a lot of, there was Muslims, they run them out. The Jewish people come in, they run them out. There was just all this going on.
Yeah, well, it wasn't just running them out.
Killing
like,
them.
Like, they went through neighborhoods and just slaughtered people.
Yeah, they just killed them. And
yeah,
then,
and so it was brutal.
And they tortured them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, there was a place on, we took a tour and they're like, this is where they tortured them in this building. But I had this, I had a weird vibe as soon as we walked into the Airbnb. And I don't know if you had the weird vibe too, but there was this one little bedroom. I had kind of weird vibe, had a weird vibe in the one you were in. And so Kathy's like, which bedroom do you want? And I'm like, to be honest, I got weird vibes in both of them. So yeah. I take the one with a twin bed, you take the one with a king bed, and I am lying in bed. I took some Tylenol PM so I could sleep. And it was just, I wasn't falling asleep very easily. And so I guess just kept telling myself, you know, surround yourself with white light, all this stuff. Okay. So finally I fall asleep and I had this dream, I guess a dream, because when I really thought it had happened, but then the next day I'm like, I think it was a dream, where there's someone standing in the doorway, something in the doorway. I can't really tell you what it was.
Do you think it was like a black shadow?
Yeah, it was definitely black. So I don't really know what it was, but I started crying. And not crying, it was more like crying because I was so scared. Okay. Not that I was crying because I was so sad. I was crying because I was so scared. And then, like, I'm trying so hard and nothing's coming out, like sleep paralysis almost.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I just, like, with everything I have, I don't think I yelled it, actually. It was more like I yelled it inside. And it was just like it took everything I had and I just yelled, "Get out!" Like, as forcefully as I could, and it left. And you know, it was gone. And I didn't have that feeling the next night. I was fine. I slept fine the next night.
But, you know, it sounds like sleep paralysis to me.
I kind of think
of more than a dream.
Yeah.
Because that's the way sleep paralysis will affect you, that you can't make something happen that you want to.
Right.
Right. And usually we hear somebody's like overcome with some sort of emotion, whether it's fear or, you know, usually fear in our instances. But then it often takes something like getting all your energy together that you possibly can because you can't move, you can't do anything. And then for you to just scream. When you told me that dream, I thought, I do not think that was a dream.
Yeah, it was really strange.
I really don't.
Because at some point I thought it really happened. And then I was like, no, I think it was a dream. But I do think it was more like a sleep paralysis.
That's what I think.
And I hadn't had that in a really long time.
Really old building. We have no idea how much of the previous building was left, right?
Right. There could have been. And who knows what happened there? There could have been Jewish people living there who were slaughtered. But there was some really, you know, there was some really horrible people that would have gone into that whole city. And we were staying right in the middle of that historic part of the city.
We were, right. And you know, the thing is that it said, we looked it up to see if we could find out the date. And the date on that building was something in the 1880s, I believe. But that really means nothing.
Yeah.
That might have just been the date that they
they probably tore down.
Added on an addition or something. It doesn't mean that all of the original building was lost.
Yeah. Well, you know, as most of the...
For sure, the foundation was
Well,
still
so
there.
Many of those old buildings there, that's what happened. They left part of the building. You know, maybe the mosque turned into a synagogue, which turned into a Catholic church. And so they did a lot of repurposing, I guess, to put it politely.
Definitely they did that. It was fascinating to see old mosque that was now a synagogue.
Yeah, you know, we went to one that started as a mosque, built in 900 or 990, something like that. It was before 1000 was built. It was just incredible. And there were so many places just like that. I would highly recommend going to Spain. And we did Valencia, Toledo, Madrid. And I loved it.
And all three were wonderful.
Absolutely loved it. Absolutely loved it. You can go to either of our Facebook pages and see a whole bunch of pictures. But that was the only...
Okay, there is one other thing that's a little odd, and it's not necessarily, it's not at all paranormal, but I think it's one of those weird universe sorts of things, right? That, and I think we paranormal interested people are also interested in kind of odd
coincidence.
Right?
We had one of those.
And we had one that was kind of remarkable, I think. And that was, we were in Toledo and we walked by this gift shop. And on the outside of the gift shop was kind of a case with glass on front of it. And it had these beautiful prints of the city of Toledo that were hand done. I've done printmaking, so I looked at it and the quality was out of this world.
They're beautiful. And, absolutely.
And I said, you know, yeah. I want to step in and see how much these are because I might buy one. I like to do something like that for a souvenir for myself when I go somewhere. So we go in and it's this kind of goofy gift shop. She's got, we get her to bring these prints out. But if you walked 3 feet down, you could have bought ice cream, gelato, right? I mean, you know, like it has like all this weird stuff, keychains or whatever. And so she brings out these incredible prints and they were 25 euro a piece, which is really a great price, maybe 30 bucks. And so I bought a couple and Carol bought, you bought one or two?
Two.
And I think Kate bought one. So we all bought because they were so beautiful. And she had all these different ones that we went through and looked at and picked out. So, and they were just views of Toledo. So then we leave there and we go to Madrid. And we spend a whole day at a big Prado, the art museum there called the Prado. And oh my gosh, absolutely fabulous, right? And so we leave there. It must have been about 5 o'clock because we were there all day.
Yeah.
And we're just out walking in Madrid. And we happen
on the Grand Via.
Yeah, we happen on this kind of crafts fair. And of course, you know, you go, wow, let's go down the crafts fair.
Well, and that was even so funny too because we stood at an intersection going, should we go to the left? Should we go to the right? And we stood there for a minute deciding, and then we went to the right. So, which is how we ended up at the craft fair.
So we start going down this crafts fair, looking at all these different booths and everything. And we come on this one, and I said, oh my God, you guys, that those are the prints. I could tell from feet away.
And we're all like, oh my
and
God,
so
that is
we them. Go over there, and I said, yep, that's his signature. This is the same guy. It's incredible. So we start talking about how excited we are that those prints are here and so forth. And then the guy comes up, and he starts talking to us, and we asked him. He's selling them. Is this artist local? And he basically says, this artist is me.
And we're like, what?
You're the guy. And so anyway, I ended up buying a print there because I wanted one that was of Madrid. So I got two. So I ended up with two from me. But anyway, with that said, I think it's a bizarre coincidence that we're in one city in Spain. We find artwork that we like by this guy, and then we just happen to walk into this guy's booth at a crafts fair in Madrid.
I was kind of like starstruck too. I was like, oh my God. Yeah. And he was really flattered because we not only knew his work, we owned his work.
Yeah, we all had bought it. And so anyway, it's a strange thing. Like you think of all the artists in the world and we bump into this
one. That we stood there debating, should we go to our left or go to our right? And the only way we would have gone past this crafts fair, which was, by the way, not like some rinky-dink crafts fair. It was really, really cool. And they had a lot of really great booths and handmade shoes and things like that, you know.
But I feel like it's really, you know, a strange universe that we live in.
Right?
That somehow directs us to this person that for some reason or other, it was like the universe said, not only do I want you to have his work, but I want you to meet him for some reason.
Yeah.
And so when we left there, the print I bought has all his information on it and so forth. And he said, when you hang these up, I want you to send me pictures of them in your house. I want to see what they look like, you know, and things. And I just feel like that chapter's not closed. Like, I feel like we meet this guy again. We see him. Something's up here.
Yeah, it was really interesting. And like I've already ordered my frames for it.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Okay, so for today and tomorrow, since it is Halloween Eve today, I found this historical story that's not really necessarily a haunting, but it's more hysteria-based. So the next couple days, we're going to be sharing some more historical haunting stories and stuff. And we're also going to have some listener stories. I went through the archive and I found some Halloween stories that were submitted sometime over the last 10 years. So this one today goes back to 1938. It actually happened on Halloween Eve. So in 1938, obviously no TV or anything like that, and families were gathered around their radios. They were in their living rooms. You know, you have that picture of them sitting around the radio and everybody's kind of like you would be crocheting. But everybody's just kind of sitting there, which is so different because now we're used to being busy on every device you can think of. So this is in the days before television and Sunday night radio was sacred time. People tuned in for music, dramas, news bulletins. But nobody imagined that what they'd hear that night would send the entire country into a wave of chaos, fear, and hysteria. And this is a true story. This really did happen. So the program was the Mercury Theater on the Air. It was directed and narrated by a very young Orson Welles, who went on to do Citizen Kane. He was 23 years old, years away from making Citizen Kane. And that evening story was an adaptation of H.G. Wells' science fiction novel, The War of the Worlds. So the episode began with a calm voice announcing a regular evening of musical programming. But before long, the music was interrupted by what sounded like real breaking news bulletins, saying that a strange meteor had fallen on a farm in Grover's Mill, New Jersey. Then came reports of movement, a cylinder opening, tentacles, heat rays, screams. And then the line everyone remembered, "Ladies and gentlemen, this is the most terrifying thing I have ever witnessed. The thing's unscrewing the top." It was very real to these people. The actors had based the broadcast's pacing and tone on actual radio news coverage, like the Hindenburg disaster. So imagine these poor people sitting around their radio thinking they're going to listen to some music and this happens. And they're unaware that they are actually listening to H.G. Wells' The War of the Worlds. So it freaks them out, right?
Well, sure.
So they had sound effects, which you could do quite well, creating the illusion of chaos with explosions and military gunfire. And then they went to terrified eyewitnesses. And within minutes, panic began to ripple across the country because this was a national broadcast. It wasn't just like radio in my town. This went all over, right? So the people weren't paying, a lot of people, most of the people weren't paying attention to the show's introduction that clearly said it was fiction. They'd tuned in maybe a few minutes late. Maybe they hadn't heard it. They were switching over after listening to Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy on another station, so all they heard were the frantic bulletins. So in small towns across New Jersey and New York, phones rang off the hook. Police stations were flooded with the calls. Families grabbed their children. They packed up their cars. They fled to the countryside. That's how freaked out people were. And in Harlem, church congregations reportedly fell to their knees and began praying out loud. Man in Pennsylvania burst into a theater shouting that poison gas was coming and everyone needed to run. In St. Louis, women fainted. In San Francisco, people claimed to see lights in the sky. It was mass hysteria, and it spread faster than any alien invasion ever could. By the time Orson Welles returned to the microphone and calmly reminded listeners that it was only a Halloween broadcast, a holiday offering in the spirit of fun, the damage had already been done. The next morning, headlines screamed about the night of terror. Angry listeners wrote letters demanding punishment for the pranksters who'd nearly scared America to death. Some even claimed they'd suffered heart attacks or wrecked cars while trying to flee. Wells, for his part, looked genuinely shocked at the press conference that followed. You can actually see photos of him looking almost amused as reporters asked if he realized the chaos he had caused. But here's the thing, that panic has never really gone away because every year around Halloween, people retell that story like we're doing. Every year it hits home a little differently, maybe because deep down we all understand it really wasn't about aliens, it was about fear and how easily it spreads when the unknown creeps into the familiar. A crackling radio broadcast, a voice that sounds official, a story that feels very real. It's a reminder that Halloween isn't just about ghosts and monsters. It's imagination running wild about that thin line between fiction and belief. And on that night in 1938, for millions of Americans, that line completely disappeared. The next morning, the panic was over. Aliens had vanished. Orson Welles was left apologizing to a nation that had quite literally scared itself. But there's something haunting about that night, and maybe that's why we still talk about it every Halloween, because it reminds us. Fear doesn't always come from the dark. Sometimes it comes from what our own minds can create when the lights go out. And maybe that's the most terrifying kind of haunting there is. The end. I just think that is so true, too.
But I would say we just aren't that far removed from this sort of scenario either.
Right. That's exactly the point, like, of how easily that can happen and how...
Right.
Well, and we really, we hear about things like this all the time in ghost stories that we talk about. Mm-hmm. And the content that we do talk about, because so often we're like, okay, the example of when we're in Spain. Did I cause that sleep paralysis incident myself just because I was freaking myself out? Did something paranormal actually happen? I don't know. You know, when you go on a paranormal investigation, a lot of times people have already heard the stories about the hauntings mm-hmm. in that location. Are you freaking mm-hmm. yourself out before you get there, causing something to happen? And in this case, I just love that happened the night before Halloween. They're just going, this will be a fun Halloween little thing to do. Terrified the entire nation.
And the idea of Halloween pranks is as old as time itself, right? That people evolve into doing pranks on Halloween. And it's fun to like look at the history of Halloween and how Halloween developed. But I always thought because it started as sort of early festivals for like the harvest, you know, early on there was a lot of that. And I was reading something about it, and some person or somebody had written, and I thought it's probably not a horrible idea, but because of the harvest, then people also had more ale and wine because of the harvest. So it ended up to be a drinking festival. And I think sometimes people feel more free to do pranks when they've had a couple drinks.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I think that you just kind of look at how it's all evolved into pranks. And then we get to this 1938 thing. And it was a prank.
It was a prank.
It's a Halloween prank.
Done quite well.
But with that said, we there are responsibilities that go when you pull a prank.
So I just thought that was a fun story to kind of revisit.
I don't know that did anything ever like come of it legally?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. See, because I think today it would.
Because Orson Welles went on to do Citizen Kane, so it didn't really hold him back.
Yeah, but I wonder today if somebody pulled something like
that. There
were
literally people running out into the streets and taking off in their cars and like having heart attacks because they thought this really was happening.
Yeah.
Because they weren't used to that. Like you and I, we're so skeptical as a society now. I don't know that you could create mass hysteria over anything like that. But they weren't ready for it. Like this was one of the first things mm-hmm. they'd ever heard like that. It's just fascinating. So what I did is I actually went through the archives because we have, I don't know, thousands and thousands and thousands of stories. But I looked for some Halloween stories. So here's one that we got, gosh, I don't know how long ago. It was 10 plus years ago. It says, last Halloween wasn't supposed to be anything special. My friends and I weren't exactly popular. We were the kinds of kids who got invited to group projects, not parties. So when everyone else in Bolton, I believe this is from England, by the way, was posting pictures from the big Halloween bash, we decided to make our own fun. My friend Lewis came up with an idea. If we can't party with the living, he said, let's party with the dead. So we thought it was funny. We grabbed a few bottles of cider, piled into my white Toyota Yaris, and drove out to St. Mary's Graveyard. It's an old place on the edge of town, overgrown trees, cracked headstones, a fog that always seems to roll in from nowhere. By the time we got there, the fog was so thick that our headlights looked like they were cutting through milk. The gate squeaked as we opened it. Should have been our first clue to turn around, but we didn't. We went in laughing, flashing our torches, flashlights as we say here, like ghost hunters in a bad TV show. At first, it was fun sneaking between the graves, daring each other to walk down the dark paths. But there was something about that place. The air felt heavy, like it was pressing down on us. Even Lewis got quiet for a while, which is unusual for him. After a few drinks, the mood changed. Jokes started getting mean. Someone, I think it was me actually, made a crack about how the dead must be bored out here. Then Lewis kicked a headstone and yelled, "Wake up!" We all laughed, but it didn't feel right. It felt quite wrong. And that's when everything went still. No wind, no sound, even the fog seemed to stop moving. Then I heard a low whispering sound. It was like a crowd of people talking far away, but it was getting closer. I shined my torch around, but there was nothing there, just that white fog. We didn't say anything after that. We left, quietly. The ride home was dead silent, which I say is something for three drunk idiots. When we got back, I dropped Lewis and Hannah off and drove straight home. I remember locking the door behind me, heading upstairs, falling into bed. I don't think I was awake for more than a few seconds. Then came a dream. I was back in the graveyard. Everything looked the same. I could hear footsteps behind me, and when I turned around, I saw a figure in a dark cloak. Its face was completely black, like there was just a hole where a face should have been. It didn't run, but it didn't stop. I tried to move, but it felt like I was stuck in place. My chest hurt, my ears were ringing. Then it raised something shiny like a knife and came straight for me. And right before it reached me, I woke up. I was soaked in sweat, gasping for air. It was 3:03 a.m. I sat there trying to convince myself it was just the cider, but then I heard slow footsteps in the hallway outside my bedroom. There shouldn't have been footsteps in the hallway because I live alone. The footsteps stopped right outside my door. The lamp flickered once and then went out. For a second, I thought I saw something at the end of the bed, just a shape, darker than dark around it. My heart was pounding so hard I thought I'd be sick. I blinked and it was gone. The room was freezing and it smelled like wet soil. I didn't fall asleep that night. When I looked in the mirror the next morning, there was this faint red mark in the middle of my forehead. I don't know if it was from scratching myself in my sleep or something else, but it freaked me out. A few hours later, Lewis called and he sounded quite shaken. He said he had a nightmare all night, the same cloaked figure with a knife. Hannah wouldn't talk about it at all. When I saw her later that week, she looked exhausted. She said she hadn't slept much either. We all kind of agreed to never bring it up again, and we haven't, not once. But I'll say this, I don't go near graveyards anymore, not even during the day. And every now and then, especially around Halloween, I still get that feeling like someone standing behind me watching. But it might be guilt. Maybe it's something else, but that night has stuck with me. I don't think any of us walked out of that graveyard alone. It's from Christopher. Creepy. You know, though, I get that. It's like, you know, that's such a teenage thing to do. Maybe late teen, early 20s, go into a cemetery. Or, you know what? We see these on YouTube all the time. These people going into haunted locations and kind of trying to stir up some shit. And taunting. When Lewis kicked, yeah, taunting. And when Lewis kicked that headstone, that was a really bad idea.
Okay, well, I see a couple things going on here. One is, I'm not sure that mixing alcohol and cemeteries is a very good idea.
Alcohol, cemeteries, and taunting.
And taunting, because that just, you know, you're being boisterous and loud. And here's the thing, disrespectful.
Very.
Right? And I think that's probably the biggest problem they ran into was the disrespect to the dead.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what we hear from most of our investigators is an incredible respect for the dead.
Yeah.
They talk to them, they communicate, they try to hear them, they try to respect who they are. And you know, I think sometimes you're young, you're goofy, you're in a cemetery, you've been drinking, and you lose those
inhibitions.
Mm-hmm. And then something like this happens. And then I do think you you can pay for it with something like this nightmare business.
Do you think it's weird that they all three had the same nightmare?
Oh, I think it may be weird, but I think it's absolutely true and is a result of this cemetery.
Kind of reminded me of the one situation. I just shared that happened in
That's
Spain.
That's what I was thinking as you were talking about it. I thought, ooh, sounds vaguely familiar. And I do not say you were disrespectful in any way,
no,
shape,
I
or
was
form.
Not. I was not.
But something, I think, approached your room that night and stood in the doorway. And I think the fact that you just immediately started sobbing,
yeah,
I think really suggests to me the fear. So I think it really did happen.
But I don't know if I really started crying. I don't know. It's weird. The whole thing is like some, it had to have been sleep paralysis.
That's what I think.
That's what I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
But I think that is kind of what we see happening in Christopher's story. Mm-hmm. This dream business. He heard footsteps, you know?
Yeah.
So with him, he said it was a dream, but then he wakes up, he hears the footsteps, he thought he saw something at the end of the bed, a shape of some sort. So that's really, it's frightening, but I just have a feeling it is a connection to that situation in the cemetery. And they did say it changed when he kicked that headstone.
Yeah. And they could feel everything change.
Yeah.
And the scratch on his head could easily happen at the cemetery. Because
it could have happened
drinking
at the cemetery.
At a place that has lots of trees and stuff. So
it could,
that could have happened there. Yeah. Well, I just thought that was a very interesting story. And if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. You can call it in, 855-853-4802. Write it down. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, certainly sign up. You get no commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at coda.com.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at COTA.com.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at COTA.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at COTA.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at COTA.com.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's
the social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at coda.com.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.